Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you know what I was thinking? You'd be the type of person to work in a theme park.
I might own a theme park as part of my portfolio.
No, you'd be the type of person, but not like a high-end theme park. You would work in like... You'd be in like one of those, you know, those like high school movies,
yeah,
where they go to like a theme park,
yeah,
and there's a person
with dinosaurs and stuff.
No, not with dinosaurs. They go to a theme park and they've got like the Ferris wheel there, and they got that creepy guy who likes doing the Ferris wheel.
I think
that's what you'd be.
You're the type of person to work in a carpet store in Southport.
lovely. That's why Southport.
Because that's just the type of place that you'd work in a carpet store.
Where is?
But it only sells grey carpet.
What a niche store and gray, occupation.
Grey carpet that only supplies office blocks.
In Southport,
yeah.
Where is Southport?
And so you've got to go and do a lot of it. You do a lot of client relationship management, so going around to all the office blocks in,
all right, well
how, in Southport.
Okay, fine. Well, then I could sell you a carpet super easy.
And then you basically flirt with the sort of office manager.
Who's what?
Dawn.
Do you just get that from The Office? You just took a reference from The Office and called her Dawn. You basically just explained Wernham Hogg. You changed.
Yeah,
paper.
That's what I mean. I think
you changed Ricky Gervais's character to me and put me in Southport selling carpets instead of paper.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I think that's the sort of job that you'd.
Wait, you can't just
you'd have
take
you
a famous sitcom
if you weren't on Made in Chelsea.
I would be selling carpets in Southport.
That's correct.
Would there be cameras there?
You'd be all like, oh, come on, film this. Come on, film it. Oh, film this.
There's
a lot of parallels.
How would I act? Okay, fine. So I'm going to be someone coming in to get a carpet. All right.
You'd be acting as
me.
I studied theatre and performance at Leeds. You're a bit of an entertainer.
Okay, well, here we go. You're acting as me. All right. I'm a customer who's come to all the way Southport because I'm looking for a grey carpet for my office, and you're acting me. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Right. Hello. How can I help you?
Oh, hi there. I hear this is the best place to get grey carpets.
You've come to the right place. What colour would you like?
Grey. I heard you only sell grey carpets.
Well, I have to ask that question. Sorry, it's just procedure.
Why would you have to ask that question if you only sell grey carpets?
Because that's just the job description. I just follow a script. But by the way, would you ever consider starring in a film with me that I'm making? It's a personal project.
Wait, sorry, hang on. I've just come. All I want is the...
You're Dawn, right?
Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives. Hey, it's another bonus episode for us. We like to release these bonus episodes, don't we, Francis?
I love bonus episodes.
What is wrong with your speech at the moment? Oh, wow. Both this episode.
Maybe I've been having too much of this alcohol hand sanitizer.
You're still using this?
Yeah.
You're still using it. We're not going to have another conversation about coronavirus because I just can't.
No.
We're not going to do that. But what we...
Do you want some?
No, I don't... Were you spraying it on me? Don't spray it. Oh, it smells lovely.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's quite intense. It smells like a massage parlor.
That's what I like about it.
It's gone in my mouth as well. It's gone everywhere.
No coronavirus in the mouth then.
Okay, well, that'd be a good thing. Okay, fine. Listen, what we like to do in these bonus episodes is we like the audience, the listeners, to ask us some questions. So I got a couple of questions I'm going to ask you. You ready for this?
Go on.
Okay, we got one from LifeEOFVictoria_. What's your pet hate and favorite thing about each other?
Is this... all right, pet hate.
Yeah, pet hate.
I
hate the way you drink drinks.
Really?
Yeah, you drink it out the side of your mouth.
I really hate your, like, just rampant racism and intolerance. I know it's quite, like, pernickety of me, but I find it a bit...
You find it a bit what?
A bit abhorrent, really.
Can we just all please understand that none of those things that Francis just said are true? He is completely joshing.
Why are you trying to cover up your racism and transphobia?
What is your favourite thing about me?
Oh, my favorite thing about you is... Yeah.
My energy. My lovely humor. Yeah. My empathy. My friendship towards you. My...
Yes.
That one.
Yes, that one.
Do you know what my favorite thing about you is?
What?
Your smile.
Oh, thanks.
No worries, man.
You guys can't see that, listeners, but...
It's my favorite thing. Okay.
I'm smiling.
Tell us the last text message you both received. Okay.
So to each other?
No, not to each other. The last text message we received. Do we go into text message or do we go into WhatsApp message? What do you think we do? Which one do we do? Why do we go into...
Mine says, apologies for any inconvenience. All out of my control, but hopefully there will be less disruption by Wednesday. Have a great weekend.
Is that the last text message you got?
Yeah.
My one was from Carl Froch.
Carl Froch?
Yeah.
Carl Froch?
Carl Froch.
Yeah?
The boxer. Who says to me, listen, it's great laugh yesterday, mate. See you next week. I said, mate, too funny. What are your thoughts coming on the podcast? He said, definitely. It's just sorting where and when. We got one from Tom Steve Quinn. He says, if you played a game of who can stay quiet the longest, who would lose?
You
just lost.
We weren't playing a game.
Staying quiet the longest. You think that I would lose that game? I would never lose it.
Yeah, because I actually, I meditate and you don't.
I definitely meditate. I wake up in the morning and meditate.
Do you? Oh, right. Sure.
Yeah, I do.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you meditate? I meditate. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, where do you meditate?
In my sitting room.
You meditate in your sitting room?
Yeah, I sit down there, open the windows, put a little bit of headspace on and do it that way.
That's what you tell people you do,
Why would I tell people I do that?
I can tell that you don't meditate.
How can you tell?
Because you're a mess.
What do you mean? Like messy?
Yeah.
Or just a mess?
Because you're a mess.
No, meditation is what keeps me grounded and calm.
Yeah, that's how I know you don't do it.
Well, I'll take a picture of me doing it next time.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's not meditating.
Okay, we got another one from Caitlin Chard 2. Do you think social intelligence is more important? Do you think social intelligence is more important than academic intelligence?
Well, I think generally, if you are intelligent, like if you have a high IQ, which is your capacity to
interpret. This is a simple question you're turning into like a hectic one.
So, this is going a bit over your head, sorry.
It's not going over my head. Do you just think being social is more interesting and more...
No, I'm saying that they are, you know, if you have a high IQ, you will generally have a high social intelligence as well.
Okay, so it's a win-win.
Yeah, it's just intelligence.
Well, what do I have then?
You've got good social intelligence maybe, but I don't know about your IQ.
My IQ would be really high, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you'd get into Mensa or anything.
I think I'm going to try and get into Mensa.
Why don't you try it? It would be great to have you.
I'm going to try and get into Mensa. That's my plan.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the test and give it a go.
Go on, give it a go.
All right.
I'd be interested to see.
All right, here we go. Fine. We've got another one from Caitlin who says,
we can compare scores.
She says, Francis, what was the last book you read? What was the last book you read? You love a good bookshop, don't you?
I read like several books on the go. The Madness of Crowds.
Who was that by?
By Douglas Murray.
And what was it about?
Well, it's about our current times. What is happening in the world.
And was it exciting, depressing?
Well, I haven't actually finished it yet, but I'm reading it.
Maybe we should organise a little book club together. You and I could sit down, have a little fondue, chill out, read some books together.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe that's a side podcast. It's just...
What, you and I reading books while eating fondue?
No, we have a book club. So we choose a book at the beginning of the week and then we read it and then...
Do you know what my book would be?
And then we discuss the book on the podcast.
Okay, do you know what my book would be?
And then the readers read it as well, listeners.
The readers listen as well. Do you know what my book would be?
What?
I'd take a guess.
What, the book that you read recently?
Yeah.
Oh, Danny, What Would Danny Do? By Danny Dyer.
One of our lovely guests that we had on the podcast. No, the book that I read recently, what did I start reading recently? I read...
The Bible.
After I meditate in the morning. I can't remember what book I read recently.
Because you didn't read one.
Well, it doesn't really matter, does it? Anyway, listen, team. I just want to say that is...
Peace. Peace out. Peace rolling.
What do you mean, peace rolling?
Sorry, I'm just trying to interpret the stage direction.
What is your favourite thing? I know we've said this before. What is your favourite thing about doing the podcast with me? Because I love releasing these little...
You know what?
Episodes.
I think it's fun. That's what I love about it. It's fun. And if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. Don't care about the money.
It's not about the money, is it?
Well, no.
Well.
But if it was about the money, it would have to be fun anyway. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was like making loads of money, but it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it.
What happens if it was making no money, but really fun?
Yeah, then I'd do it.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you.
Yeah. Because, let's face it, we could be making more money from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't really make that much money.
No, but so the real motivation is the fun we have.
And we get to hang out with each other.
And yes, that too. And also the nice response that we get from people. People sending in all these lovely messages.
Which reminds me, if you do want to send us a letter, please send us some posts to Spirit Media, The Print Rooms, Union Street, SE1OLH. We'd love to hear from you. Also follow us on Instagram. And Francis, why should they subscribe?
You should subscribe because it gives you that, when we release an episode, it gives you that buzz on your phone.
That little like ting.
And then it gives you that little endorphin rush that you get when you get loads of likes on a post.
Amen to that, sister.
It's the same exact feeling.
There we go. Hey, listen, thank you for our little bonus episode. Thank you for tuning in every single week. We really appreciate it. We appreciate you as always.
We love you. Stay safe out there. Wash your hands.
Francis, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Stay safe. Be careful.
What are these little things at the end?
Watch out.
There we go. Hey, listen, everyone. We'll see you next week or in just a little bit. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.